A 69-year-old Australian filmmaker, James Ricketson, has been sentenced to 6 years in prison by the Phnom Penh Municipal Court in Cambodia. The court found James guilty of espionage for flying a drone over an opposition party's political rally, this according to Reuters. The Australian was arrested last June after he was photographed flying his drone above the rally organised by the now-defunct Cambodia National Rescue Party. He was charged with espionage at the time, although it remains unclear for whom he was spying. His family describes the court sentence as an absolute tragedy. Metropolitan Police are patting themselves on the back over a series of major drug busts. Operations from July the 1st to August the 30th were calling the Protecting People Operations. Could have come up with something a little bit more creative. During the 2 months of operations, they arrested 6,392 alleged drug abusers and traffickers, seized 13.4 million methamphetamine pills, 188 kilograms of crystal methamphetamine, 326 kilograms of marijuana, 203 kilograms of kratom leaves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Police also arrested 100 suspects for illegal gun possession and seized 100 guns. And five boat crew on a British yacht were rescued by a Thai fishing boat after it caught fire off Cape Panwa. The Royal Thai Navy were notified by the Thai skipper who was on the British national yacht called Filicade, which caught fire at 9 p.m. on Thursday night. The Navy reported that the yacht was travelling from Phuket to Langkawi in Malaysia. Apparently it caught fire quite early in its journey. The Thai fishing boat was in the same vicinity and they rescued the five boat crew from Filicade. Three of the crew were Thai, two were French. None of them were injured. We've had a magnificent week of weather in Phuket, not the same up in the central and north of the country. Flood warnings have been issued for low-lying areas near rivers in the central plains and along the Mekong River because of accelerated discharges from dams. The irrigation director at the Chao Phraya Dam in Chai Nat province is warning residents of low-lying areas along rivers in seven provinces of the Central Plains that the dam had to increase its discharge rate to cope with the rapid inflow of heavy rains. The warnings are targeted at Ang Nong, Ayutthaya, Chai Nat, Lopburi, Singburi, Supanburi and Uthaitani. And they're keeping an eye on a Kanchanaburi dam as well, which is 94% at this stage. The government's Hazardous Substances Committee has revised its decision to ban three major chemicals in vegetable and herb farming. The chemicals paraquat, chlorpyrifos and glyphosate are now only partially restricted. They can still be used in six kinds of economic plants, including corn, cassava, sugarcane, rubber, oil palm and fruits. Earlier this month, the panel resolved not to impose a full ban on the use of the three farm chemicals and instead suggested a restriction be applied to their use. The announcement says that there will be a process to monitor and evaluate over the next 3 months whether the restrictions work or not. And Thai Airways International has demanded Nokia come up with a clear business roadmap before throwing another lifeline to save the no-frills carrier. The Thai chairman made it clear, requiring Nokia to submit a credible rehabilitation plan and a clear strategy before Thai puts more money into it. Thai, 68% owned by the Finance Ministry and other agencies, holds a 21.8% share of the struggling low-cost airline, second only to the private owner who controls a 23.7% stake. Nokia has been in the red due to stiff competition and high jet fuel costs. It booked a net loss of almost 2.8 million baht in 2016 and 1.8 billion baht last year. Thai itself is not financially strong. It reported a net loss of 381 million baht in the first half of this year, compared to a net loss of 2 billion in the same period last year.